Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this first opportunity to welcome all of you and to recognize and appreciate your attendance of this meeting. I know we have a lot of dignitaries who have come today. I may not be having a list of all of you, and so let me just recognize. I can see the DG FAEVO, welcome. Can see the new lady I met today from World Bank, right? USAID. My brother minister from Uganda, welcome. DG IFAD, first time we're meeting in Nairobi, welcome. President of Accra, Agnes, welcome. The minister from Rwanda, Karibu Sana. Really, I would have wished to mention each and every one of you to give you a personal welcome to Kenya and to Nairobi, and also to attend this very important occasion where we are discussing the future of the food in this country. I can see my brother also from Sudan. Thank you, the minister from Sudan. Many of us have attended today, but let me just take this opportunity to welcome all of you. Without much ado, mine is actually a very simple one. On behalf of the government of Kenya, is actually to welcome all of you to Nairobi, to Kenya, and to appreciate the fact that TICAD happening out of Japan for the first time and having holding it in Kenya is an honor to us, and we think it is going to give new impetus to development in Africa, more collaboration, and the participation, the massive participation from yesterday, which we have seen, is an indication that the relationship between Africa and Japan is of great significance, and it is going a long way to improve economic development of Africa more specifically. We have had collaboration of many bodies, UN and other development partners, who have also come in very strongly to share during this period when we are having the TICAD 6. The topic of today, coming very quickly back home, of the food in sub-Saharan Africa, could not have come at a better time. The future of our economic development is based on how best are we going to look after our food situation. Food security is paramount, especially in the sub-Saharan Africa. We've been a culprit of lack of food for a very long time. But I think it is time for us to put our act together and collaborate with our partners so that we can transform agriculture, not only in sub-Saharan Africa, but also in Africa. It is time to move agriculture from being subsistence to being a commercial enterprise. And we can never move agriculture from that level to the next one if we are still struggling with issues of hunger, issues of poverty. And therefore, the initiatives in terms of productivity, and my previous speaker has given us a wonderful model which has actually worked in Kenya in the rice industry. I bear witness, and I want to confirm what the Vice President of JICA said here today, that we've seen with good models and with good initiatives, we can change the productivity of crops in Africa. Rice, for example, we've been able to triple the production owing to the strategies which, in the collaboration with the CAT model, which we are running with Japan. Such initiatives should also be replicated in the other food items. And the future of the food in Africa would depend on how adaptive approaches are we going to bring on board? How are we going to bring in technology? How are we going to bring in mechanization? And far foremost, how are we going to bring in the youth into agriculture? Simple math in Kenya shows that an average age of a farmer is over 60 years. To be more specific, around 63 years. Looking at that alone would mean if we don't do something, then the future of agriculture is bleak. And it gives us the new challenge that we need to bring in the new generation into this space. And the only way to bring in the new generation into this space so that we can guarantee food for our region is to bring in technology. And therefore, the kind of strategies, the kind of approaches we are going to employ should be that which embraces technology, mechanization, and the change of mindset of our youth. We need to make agriculture cool by showing them that you make money in agriculture. In fact, it is true, a lot of money can be made in agriculture. I tell my people around here that instead of putting your money in the bank, if you invest in agriculture, you can get more than 50% return on your investment in 1 year. That return is very unlikely that you can get it in any other sector. We know the challenges which we are facing in the agricultural sector, climate change being the critical one. The notion that agriculture is very risky is also another major challenge, to the extent that those who want to invest in agriculture would not access facilitation in terms of credit because our banking system has been oriented in such a way that they view agriculture as a risk venture to invest in. And so in Kenya, what we are doing now is reschooling our banking system. We are taking them to school, actually. And we are telling them the appraisals when you are dealing with an agricultural product is not the same way you would appraise a business venture in the area of manufacturing, for example. And so we want to change the mindset of not only the direct actors in the agricultural sector, but even the facilitators, the intermediaries in the whole sector, say that all of us can view this sector as an important sector. And that is the only way we should be able to transform agriculture in Africa and in sub-Saharan Africa, to be more specific. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope the kind of interactions and engagements we are going to have today is going towards coming up with best practices which could work in our environment, coming up with models and technologies which we think we can apply so that we can increase productivity, so that agriculture stops being a subsistence product but becomes a source of livelihood, and it, so that it can play a center role in our economic development in Africa. This is the most efficient way of eradicating hunger, agriculture. This is the most efficient way of equitable distribution of wealth. Because most African countries, the majority of the population is engaged in the agricultural activities. And if we have to build our economic development in an equitable manner, we shouldn't go far. Finally, it is my belief that with these engagements, we engage our leadership, especially the political leadership, to take a lead in revolutionizing agriculture in Africa. Because to transform agriculture, we need serious investments in the sector. It is time we stop relying on resources from our development partners. We thank them, and we still need it. But the commitment by the African leadership itself to invest in agriculture is paramount. And it is that commitment which would allow our development partners to come closer and move this sector to the next level. Thank you very much, and I hope the sessions we are going to have is really going to help us address this very important topic. And thank you, World Bank, for bringing all of us together so that this could happen today. Thank you.